I trust that we were convicted last night. What a precious blessing from the Lord to convict. To convict. And to convict deeply until we do something about the situation in our life that grieves the Lord, so that we might put it out of our lives. And then the showers can inundate us. Oh, God wants to pour out His Spirit upon us copiously. But we have to empty ourselves. Get rid of those defilements. Again, I say it's one of the greatest blessings that can come to anyone. Conviction. My father was a minister. He had gone to Wheaton College. His father was a Baptist minister. And he had, he had the say, shall I say, over quite a number of Baptist churches. And my father, as I mentioned, he received the baptism in the Holy Spirit at Nyack. And he wrote to his father. His father said to him, I'd rather you wouldn't come home. He was afraid of Pentecost. I'd rather you don't come home. And so, you know, he placed him in some rural church, way off someplace. But after a year, there were 20 that were ready for water baptism. So he wrote to his father, I want you to come. We'd like to baptize these 20. Well, I think that's the thing that won him over to his father. When he saw that this Holy Ghost ministry produced, there were results. We need the Holy Spirit. And God desires to fill us all to overflowing, in an overflowing measure. There shall be showers. And I think there's a verse in there that says, now that we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Lord, you saw our confession last night. Dear Lord, we really meant it. We really meant it. Now come to us throughout these ensuing days and fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with your Spirit. Sons and daughters, it says, shall prophesy. In these last days. You think we're in the last days? Everything is failing. Everything is failing. Those things that we put our hopes in, they're failing. But we receiving a kingdom, praise the Lord, that cannot be shaken.
Hallelujah.
Let us have grace whereby we serve God acceptably with fear, reverence, godly fear. Lord, you see, we need, and you are desirous of pouring in. You know, when the children of Israel began to take the land, the Lord said to them, I've begun to give the land. Now, you begin to take. And the Lord has begun to give. Now let's take, shall we? We want the fullness of the blessing of our Lord in our hearts and lives. Today, Lord. Today, as we're confessing, as we're calling upon you.
Hallelujah.
I want something more. I want God to be satisfied with me. Do you want God to be satisfied with you? Well, then open your heart and receive what He is offering, which He is giving. More, more, more of His saving fullness, see. More of His love who died for me. More, more about Jesus. More. Lord, today, that's in the offering. That's His desire, that we might experience more of Him. And then see His saving work throughout the camp. Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking earlier, we have so many helps. This book that Philip has prepared for us. And then these writings that you find in there. And Havergal's writings that we're reading, kept for the Master's use. So many helps. And I believe God is speaking to us. Is He speaking to you? Through these avenues by which He'd like to speak to us? Well, we have a wonderful opportunity. Let's seize it. For He's the Lord. Take us deeper today, Lord. Take us deeper today. Into Yourself. Into Your Word. Into Your will. Number 322. Number 322. Let us sing that.
Let's stand again as we sing. Hallelujah.